You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. People in Nakusa won't be eating at Little Mexico or the West River Cafe anytime soon. Both restaurants were closed after owner Jenny Wickey was arrested and charged with fraud. Court documents show Wickey was charged with 14 felony counts related to income tax, money laundering, and food stamps, as well as a misdemeanor charge of resisting or obstructing an officer. Search warrants were issued for both restaurants and Wickey's home. Judge Giebert set a cash bond of $2 million. Upon release, Wickey is to surrender her passport and is not allowed to sell any major items without permission of the court. She is also not allowed to open or reopen any businesses without the approval of the Business Bureau. Wickey's preliminary hearing and arraignment is set for April 21st at 3:30 p.m. at the Wood County Circuit Court. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is pushing back against demands from the federal government. Savannah Tome Olson explains.
The Trump administration is telling state education departments to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion measures or risk losing funding. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley is asking for more clarification. A letter from the Department of Education gave leaders 10 days to have school districts sign a form that essentially says they want to adhere to the law. Later, that deadline was extended. Schools now have until April 24th. The Department of Education said if school leaders did not sign that form, they could risk losing access to Title I funding. Underley wrote a letter back to the Department of Education saying they would not be collecting signatures from school districts, saying the request breaks rules, is redundant, and intimidates school districts. Wisconsin got $216 million from Title I programs this school year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
When sports teams use tax-exempt municipal programs to fund stadiums, it costs the federal government in tax revenue. One congressman from Wisconsin wants to put a stop to it. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman of the 6th Congressional District is among those backing a bipartisan effort in Congress to prevent the use of taxpayer subsidies for the construction of sports stadiums. Under the law, as it stands, pro sports teams are allowed to finance construction using tax-exempt municipal bonds, costing about $4 billion in lost federal revenue in the past 2.5 decades. Fiserv Forum, American Family Field, and yes, even Lambeau Field, have all had work funded by taxpayer dollars. Grothman says a similar bill is also under consideration in the U.S. Senate.
The debate about what to do about gray wolf populations is back on in Washington, D.C. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has the story.
Senator Ron Johnson has reintroduced legislation that would remove the gray wolf from the endangered and threatened species list. The gray wolf was added to the list after a federal court ruling in 2022. Johnson argues that state wildlife agencies, not the federal government, should manage gray wolf populations. House Representative Tom Tiffany first introduced the measure back in January. In Wisconsin, a 2012 state law requires an annual gray wolf hunt in each year that the species is not a federal endangered species.
As the weather is warming, city officials are reminding pet owners to keep their dog on a leash. In many municipalities, including Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point, you're required to keep your dog on a leash and under control when it's off your private property. There are specified off-leash areas where you can let your dog run. Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids have dog parks, but be sure to carry bags or tools for collecting any refuse they leave behind. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers head to Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers in Phoenix to open a 3-game weekend series against the Diamondbacks tonight. The crew losing to the Rockies yesterday, 7-2. Colorado coming up with a 5-run rally in the 8th. But right-hander Quinn Priester, picked up in that trade with the Boston Red Sox this week, had a good outing in his debut with the Brewers, allowing just 1 run in 5 innings.
I thought I settled in later in the game nicely. You know, with all the hecticness this week, getting through those first three, even though it was a little slow.
sloppy. Thought it was a good job of just limiting the damage.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pelicans 136-111. Now they have two regular season games left. Tonight in Detroit, then Sunday they host the Pistons before heading into the postseason. Then what? Doc Rivers.
Going into playoffs healthy. We have an entire week after these two games to get ready for whoever our opponent is, or at least 5 days, let's say. That'll get us rest. That'll get us ready.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. So what do you do after you show the world how you do foreplay and it goes viral? Then you're accused of bilking investors from a bad Bitcoin deal? For Haley Welch, also known as the Hawktua Girl, you do a cameo on Glenn Powell's new show on Hulu called Chad Powers. The jury is still out on whether or not she can act, but she did cooperate with authorities who investigated her Bitcoin dealio. She was cleared of any wrongdoing. There is also a documentary on the way about her quick rise to fame called Doctua. Get ready for round two of Haley's 15 Minutes. The Hunger Games prequel has some cast news. The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping is in pre-production and set 24 years before the original Hunger Games. TheWrap.com reports that Elle Fanning has been offered the role of young Effie Trinket, the character played by Elizabeth Banks in the first four films. She has not officially accepted the role yet. The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping will hit theaters November 20th of 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks. I just finished the show Adolescence. I thought it was absolutely outstanding. The show follows a 13-year-old boy who was accused of murdering a female classmate and how the incident affects his family and community. Stephen Graham is one of the show's creators and plays the boy's father. Without saying too much, the 4-episode miniseries is excellent start to finish, and I highly recommend it. Speaking of Adolescence, which is one of Netflix's most popular shows, there is already talk of a season 2. In addition to Graham's writing and producing the show, executive producer Brad Pitt's production company Plan B says they are interested in another season. Plan B producer Dee Dee Gardner says they are looking to widen the aperture, stay true to its DNA, and not be repetitive. I'm going to go get my Hollywood English dictionary and look that up, but I think that sounds positive. Sure, Harvey Weinstein was the face of the Me Too movement and a total creep, but don't forget about Bugsy screenwriter James Toback, who apparently was equally as horrible. Toback, who was one of the first names mentioned in the Me Too movement, was just ordered to pay $1.7 billion to 40 victims who testified at his 7-day trial in New York. Maybe he and Harvey can be soulmates. Whoops, I mean cellmates. When she's not running into a fellow skier on the slopes and being taken to court or creating products called Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow is the host of her own podcast, also called Goop. The Shakespeare in Love star was joined on the podcast by her husband since 2018, TV producer Brad Fulcher. Paltrow made a point of saying he will join her on her podcast to talk about step parenting. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some really nice weather coming our way as we head into the weekend today. Sunshine with a high in the low to mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy into the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 50s to low 60s. On Sunday, a few showers with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.